If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
We want to know if you think a 19-year-old should be able to do this in her parents' home. It has actually sparked a pretty big debate.
Okay, so none of us are parents in this room. Sam, you're probably the closest. But Nikki, tell me if you agree with this mother. A mom in the UK is laying down the law and not allowing her 19-year-old daughter to sleep in the same bed as her 23-year-old boyfriend when they stay over at the mother's house. Now, we should say we don't know how long they've been dating, so let's just assume it's been long enough, right? It's been a while. Mm-hmm. So the question is the mom in the right? Is it, you know, her house, her rules, or is it time to just, you know, cut the cord, let the 19-year-old live like a 19-year-old and start living like an adult?
I never know. I actually can super relate to this because I have a 20-year-old sister mm-hmm. who is like my child. You've mm-hmm. seen.
Oh, yes.
She's like my child. So she, when she has her boyfriend over, they're able to sleep in the same bed. And I can see how it can like cause some feelings, like cause you to feel maybe like slightly uncomfortable, but also like, can't we just stop pretending? Like, are we just going to pretend this doesn't happen and that's not happening other places, or as soon as you're gone that they're not sleeping in the same bed?
Yes, that's exactly what you do. You pretend.
Why?
Because it's out of sight, out of mind. I wouldn't want my 19-year-old daughter snuggling in the other room with some dude. It's just an unsettling thing. And I wouldn't be able to sleep soundly in my own home, like thinking about what's going on in there. It's a sign of respect. When I was with my ex and we were around the same age, we were 19, 20, the parents, it was understood that we just, you know, kept separate bedrooms, and I was fine with that. Plus, it's kind of hot in like a forbidden fruit kind of way, you know? Like,
oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, you were doing something yeah. bad. I kind of agree, though. I mean, it's the mom's house, right? And if the daughter isn't paying rent, and let's just say she isn't, she's living rent-free, the mom's probably providing everything for, too bad, right? Yeah. If you want to, you know, do whatever you want to do with your boyfriend, maybe move out.
Do it outside the house.
I just think ideally you would have a child who you trust, who you believe is responsible at 19 years old, and you can let them sort of make those decisions.
Ideally, yes.
Because you can't always be there to make them for them, you know? You can't always be there.
Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, yeah, but she's staying under the mom's roof, right? So the mom's making the final call. It's her house.
And you're 19. There's going to be lots of time to snuggle up and, you know, in a bed later on in your life.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, snuggle. Sure. Snuggle time.
Sure.
All right. What do you think? You can text us at 92925. Laura, what do you think?
You know, I think they're of age, so it's one thing. I mean, if they're both responsible and the mom's okay with it, that's one thing. But if they're, I don't know. My mom allowed me to have my boyfriend sleep over, so...
Okay, and if you had a 19-year-old?
No.
No, you're not.
Same rules don't apply.
No.
She knew what happened when she was younger.
My husband wouldn't allow it, so...
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
We're getting a lot of texts, too, from people saying there's a bit of a double standard there, that people tend to be more protective of their daughters than mm-hmm. their sons, mm-hmm. which isn't... Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Human nature, I suppose.
But we don't know. The mom could be the exact same way if she had a 19-year-old. We don't know how she would be if she had a son, right?
Yeah, but we know how fathers are with their daughters.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. We know that for sure. Karen, what do you think of this mom?
I think she rocks because I am having the same fight regularly with my 16-year-old boy.
Whoa.
And it turns out, I'm telling you, all the parents are allowing this right now.
16 could be a little young, but yeah. I just think when you turn 19, you could literally move across the country to go to university or college. People are moving out at that age. So I kind of understand it more for that age, but 16, I agree with you.
Well, you know what? That's the argument, however. Here in Quebec, my son is going to CEGEP in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because his birthday is in September. So he's graduating this year. He's moving out. So he feels that he is in the same category as that 19-year-old.
Really?
So what age would you say is appropriate then?
I would say when he's not living under my roof.
There it is, right? Your house, your room. So
we were actually planning on him commuting for the first year of CEGEP because of his age, but now because of the arguments and stuff, I'm taking residence.
He wants out
right
away. He can't be trusted.
You're sending him away.
He
needs to go. Amazing.
He needs to go.
Thank you, Karen.
No problem.
We got a funny text at 92925. None of that happening in my house. Do what I did. Go rent a room.
Oh, God.
That gets expensive. Yeah. Let me tell you from experience, that can get very expensive.
Cutting into your college funds there.
Love costs a lot. We know that.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, take a second and think about your ex. And I'm talking about that one ex that stands out the most, because we all have that one ex, right, in our memory.
The one that got away.
Isn't her name Denise for you, Sam? Is that her name?
One of many,
Denise?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, would you consider getting back together with them? I'm talking after years and years and years. If you change, you grow, you heal. And I'm asking because today is Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday.
I can't believe she's 50.
50, I know. And she had a huge party this weekend. And guess who showed up? Brad Pitt. They have not been like seen together in the same place since they divorced.
Go for it.
You think they should try again?
Yeah, go for it. What do you have to lose? You're 50 years old.
I was talking with some friends about this weekend because I'm like, oh my gosh, Brad and Jen together. So obviously they've been talking. She had to at some point invite him to this party, right? But I was like, imagine if they were able to reconcile after all of those years.
Oh, you know, if they get back together, it took me so long to get over their breakup in the first place. I'm not ready for them to get back together yet.
Here's the thing. I love them together. I think he made a mistake when he left Jennifer for Angelina. I get that she's sort of like the bad girl and there's something fun and exciting and sparkly about her. And maybe Jennifer Aniston felt a little more boring at the time. But I mean, look at him now. He's in a huge custody battle with Angelina Jolie. But I don't think she could or should forgive him for what he put her through back then, you know?
I think there's a different time, different chapter. I think they've moved on and they're at a place and time in their lives right now where a reconciliation can very well happen.
I don't see it happening. I don't see her taking him back.
But you know when you have that like honest, real love, I don't think she should take him back either. But when you have that like honest, real love, especially when you're younger and you don't have like as many walls up, you like imprint on each other. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the idea that they're in the same place now and have absolutely no feelings is hard for me to believe. Like I feel like there has to still be something there.
Well, I mean, they were just another couple though all those years ago. They just happened to be the best looking people on earth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, they were just another couple and they just did what every other couple does, and that's break up. It was just, they were so exposed by the media, and of course they're so hot, both of them, that we kind of put them on a pedestal.
They're
right?
Such sweethearts though. Like even when they first got together, she said like, I knew I was going to marry him the moment I set eyes on him.
Did you?
Like they were just so
her
in
and every
love.
Other woman.
I knew I was going to marry Jennifer Aniston the first time I saw her. It still hasn't happened.
There's still time.
No, well, not if he's moving back in.
Thanks, Brad.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so someone got kicked off the stage last night at the Grammy Awards mid-speech, and I was appalled personally.
Yeah, you knew that something was wrong, just the way they cut his speech short in comparison to all the other speeches were way longer than his. You knew that something was kind of up, right?
Exactly. The speeches were long. A lot of the performances were long. I mean, Dolly Parton and her friends, the ladies she had on there.
They're still going.
Yeah. They were like up there for 10 or 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Drake, for the first time, goes to accept a Grammy Award during the broadcast. This had never happened before, and they cut him off. Listen to this.
You've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here, I promise you. You already won. But
next.
And they're like, goodbye.
Giving him a chance to finish the sentence.
Oh, I got to smack talk the Grammys? Okay, you're done.
He was smack talking the Grammys.
He was basically saying, you know, you don't need a Grammy
doesn't
to be successful.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Which is right, by the way.
He is right, and I doubt he'll be showing up again. I mean, fewer and fewer big celebrities seem to be showing up, honestly.
Yeah, Childish Gambino was not there. Kendrick Lamar wasn't there as well. They all refused to perform as well.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, obviously, and she actually started tweeting photos last night of her dress she was supposed to wear to the Grammys.
Take that.
She was actually upset that Mac Miller didn't win for Best Rap Album because she said that, because as we know, he passed away last year and they flew his family in, like insinuating that he was going to win, kind of. And it was good that Cardi B won, and she said it's nothing against Cardi B. She just thought it was kind of like a bit of a jerk move, I guess.
Yeah.
Cardi had an awesome acceptance speech, though.
I'm sorry, I just, ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Did you guys see her perform?
Yes.
Wow, that was good. That was one of my favorite performances.
When she stepped on the red carpet and she's wearing this sort of like shell slash mermaid dress thing that she can't move in, like they have to carry her around. And immediately I was like praising her and I'm like, you know what? That's probably quite ugly, but because Cardi's wearing it, I love it.
She makes it work.
Yeah, she can do no wrong. I think Alicia Keys did a really great job hosting.
I liked her outfit choice. It was like sleek and kind of, I don't know, it wasn't really done up. It wasn't that glamorous. It was just very kind of,
yeah, it was kind
nice
of her.
And subtle.
Yeah. It was just relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not really known for like piling on so much makeup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she did perform as well, because you can't have Alicia Keys on the stage without a performance. And girl was playing two pianos at one time. It was unbelievable. She's so good. So talented.
Just oozes out of her, this talent.
So
amazing.
So, favorite moment from the show last night?
I would probably say Drake. Not that because it was a highlight, not that because it was a great moment. It's because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was so obvious that they were angry with them. So, yeah, I loved what happened with Drake. It's something for it's good for us, right?
My favorite moment, definitely when Lady Gaga, J-Lo, Jada Pinkett Smith, Michelle Obama, and Alicia Keys were all on stage at once. I was literally just daydreaming about what it would be like if I was friends with all of them. Let's hang out.
My girlfriend saw this. She goes, wait, what's Michelle Obama doing on the stage? I go, I don't know, but it's a nice surprise.
And people went crazy. Yeah. Did you see that? She was the biggest rock star there.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.